God does it clearly here in our text from John chapter 20. You know, it's interesting the conversation that Jesus has with this woman, Mary Magdalene. You see, up to this point when Jesus is talking about his relationship with the Father, Jesus refers to his Father this way, my Father, or Father, or the Father who sent me. Jesus was talking about the close connection that he had with his heavenly Father. Shift. First time ever in the Gospels. Verse 17, Jesus changed the pronoun here, the possessive pronoun, to second person. What does that mean? Jesus, for the first time in his ministry, says this, your God, your Father. Do you see the shift? Jesus was saying to his disciples and Mary Magdalene that you are held in the Master Creator's hand. You have the intimacy. Up to this point in Jesus' ministry, in chapter 20 of John's Gospel, Jesus had referred to his closest followers, if you study this, with these terms. One point he calls them disciples, another point he calls them servants, and another point he calls them friends. Look at the shift. For the first time ever to Mary Magdalene, Jesus calls his disciples, did you catch it? What did he say? My brothers. First time ever. And he would have said, my sisters. Why? He was saying, that's how tightly held you are in God's hand. I once had an awkward experience with my doctor. I'm not going to say their name, but I oftentimes went into the doctor's office, I would call them by their last name, Dr. Smith. I'd say, nice to see you, Dr. Smith. And at the end of the appointment, I'd walk out and say, see you later for next time, Dr. Smith. And one time, Dr. Smith said, Jeremy, don't call me Dr. Smith. Call me John. That was awkward. I wanted to call him Dr. Smith. What was he doing? Same thing Jesus is doing to Mary Magdalene. Doctor wanted me to know that we're close. We're friends. That's what Jesus says to us this day. The resurrected Lord. That's how closely held you are in God's hand. And maybe the best thing to take away today is this. Hold on to this. What can you do with the Easter message? It's not radical, but here it is. Just be you. Just be you. Knowing that you're held in the Father's hands. So often what we like to do in life is to go back and correct the creases and folds and the cuts that have happened in our lives, the brokenness, the sin, whatever it is. But you know, it's not so helpful to do that. Being held in the Master's hands, the Master Creator, we don't need to go back. You can just be you. Isn't it interesting that the first person to see the appearing of Jesus was Mary Magdalene? The person more broken, more creased and folded and cut more than anyone else. Did you know in the first century when people were trying to refute Christianity, this is how they attacked it? Mary Magdalene, a man named Celsus, was trying to refute Christianity. He thought, you know, the most ridiculous thing about this religion is that the first appearance of Jesus was to a woman named Mary Magdalene. That can't be a religion, Celsus said. There's a reason why. God wanted to communicate to us that he can work with our brokenness, our creases, our folds, our cuts, to be useful for his kingdom. There is enormous pressure right now, my friends, on every generation in our culture. And it swings in two ways. Here it is. One way is to tell us we need to be a hero in life. I'm telling you today, you don't need to be a hero. The hero is Jesus Christ. Mary Magdalene is not the hero at the empty tomb. And there's another voice out there in culture that's saying, be a victim. Mary isn't a victim. She's not caught in the struggles that she has. You know who Mary is? Mary is just Mary, confident that she's held in God's hands. So be you. You are God's origami project, shaped, reshaped, formed, reformed. Jesus wants you to know you can rest and be at peace and know that you are useful for his kingdom and his purposes in this life and for all eternity. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.